So gather round, sit around, and let us all make truth good. Now I can almost hear the debates going on. Semben, okay. Someone is saying, Nana, come on, come again. All our problems in Africa and Ghana can be traced to bad politicians. So how can you say there are no bad politicians, considering the times that we live in? If there's one thing that we don't lack as Africans or Ghanaians, that's bad politicians. And indeed, folks, we can even export some. We can export some if some countries want them. Well, today I'm saying, folks, there are no bad politicians, particularly in Ghana. Folks, it's been a while since I told you a story. Those of you who used to, you know, follow, I used to always have a story to tell. And it's been a while since I tell you a story. So here we go, folks. Once upon a time, I had an old car, which used to give me so many problems. So I was so kind, became like a second home. Now, I wanted an engine to buy, which was a nightmare. Now, I had a guy who would help me anytime I went there. He's like an agent. Only God knows why, you know, one needs an agent to buy used parts, but he was like an agent. His name was Kofi. So he bought three engines, folks. All did not work. And any time we returned it, even though it was within the week, you know, guarantee period they give you, we never got full payment back. Stories. Then we needed a master board or whatever that thing was. You know, we had to leave a deposit in advance. At the time, 300 CDs. The master board never came. The money never came. Eventually, we got the engine and we changed it. Later, someone said they wanted the old engine from the car. You know, some of the parts that we had changed. You know, the one man's food is another man's poison. Indeed. So I called Kovi. He gives me stories to the effect that he'd sold some of the parts without telling me. Parts that, you know, we took out of the old car. You know, he sold them for a few hundred CDs, he says. You know, like the automatic transmission, you know, the whole gearbox, you know, stuff that could have given us a few thousands, was hundreds. So the story was that, folks, any time that Kofi was involved in a deal, it went bad. There was some story. And this went on, you know, for about a year and a half. I was going there. Again. And I've called him. Said, look, Beba, I need another part or something, you know, help me with something. And a good friend of mine said to me, aren't you fed up with this guy? He's always ripping you off, yet you keep going to him. So I asked him, why, don't you feel sorry for me? And he was like, no. The guy has never been anything other than dishonest to you. From day one, you keep going there. Why should I feel sorry for you? But you keep going there. So why should I feel sorry for you? In fact, he said that he'd been very consistent in ripping you off. And I'm sure what he wanted to say is that, my friend, you know something, wise up. Wise up and stop wasting my time. But out of respect, he chose his words carefully. So at this point, I had no defense. I hope you get my grift. Folks, if you ever watch The Pelican Brief, old movie or book, read the book by John Grisham, Denzel Washington plays a lawyer. And one day a guy walks into his office, all bandaged up, you know, this guy's battered and bruised. So he asks, what happened to you? The guy says, I fell in a hole in the pavement. As a lawyer, you could see the twinkle in his eye and, you know, he was going to sue the city authorities. This is money. So he asks the bandaged man, there were no warning signs? The guy said, oh yeah, there was. He said, ah, but there was only one, right? The guy says, no. He said, okay, so there were only two signs. The guy says, no, three. He says, ah. So you walk past the first sign, you walk past the second sign, and then the third sign, then you fell in the hole. The guy says, correct. You could see the disappointment in the lawyer's face. He says, that's very good. You have a very strong case. Take my card. I'm very busy right now. Come back later. These two was a polite way of saying that, don't waste my time. Folks, you see, from 92 till date, I'm telling you that politicians have been extremely consistent. And without a shadow of doubt, they have been predictably consistent. During campaign, we see them. Folks, some of them are so sorry, they can't even afford the money for transport. They'll have to be bused, you know, just a mob rope. They depend on tips just so that they can move about. They show up at every funeral, folks. Even if your sheep died and you decided to hold a burial service for it, so far as it's near the campaign season, they will show up. That they do without fail. Folks, when they get into power, they will drive the most expensive cars, mostly four-wheel drive, tinted windows. Some will have drivers and bodyguards, all paid for by you and I. And they will become very difficult to see or even to get hold of them. Again, folks, they have not gone back on their promise, on that attitude. They always make us promises that they can keep. They will bring out manifestos out of which they will not execute all, and they will find a reason for why. That too, folks, without fail, is guaranteed. They have told us that whether we win or lose, you will pay us our bonuses. Name it, ex gratia, whatever it is. Whether we win or lose, you will pay us. And folks, even if they do, and as they always do, leave the country in a worse state than they found it, we still have to pay them. The guy comes, makes a total mess. So, qua, you still have to give him a cushy retirement. And so it is. So despite the billions of dollars upside down in debt, when they are going, you and I will have to find for them a healthy living package. Folks, that's no secret. That's no secret. They will borrow in the name of the state. They will come and tell us, clap for us. We've been able to borrow money with some funny terms. After which, folks, when they have finished and gone, again, we will be saddled with the debt, coupled with the mountains of interest. At the moment, we can't even service the debt. But for now, in the meantime, clap for us, because we were able to raise X amount of euro bonds and X amount of euro bonds. I mean, you have to praise us, because we got so much money that no other government had been able to give. I've never been able to get my head around it. So they will borrow and borrow and borrow they do. Folks, that is a fact. So far as they are in power, folks, everything is okay. If you think it's not okay, then you're a member of the opposition. Even if you are amongst them and you dare throw caution, you may be given to their own party wolves to eat you up. This too, folks, has not been hidden from us. It's in the media, it's in our faces all the time. The people who are really bothered about dirty water and the poisoning in the environment, it means you are in the opposition. Because if you're within the party, it is not as bad as you are making it to be. Can you imagine? And if you're in the party, it cannot be that bad. It's only if you're in the opposition and we say, hey, you're bad. Folks, the sudden increase in wealth, the show of money, the sudden increase in wealth and show of money when they are in power. Oh, yes. When in power, the game is very beautiful. And it's done, folks, in our faces. But you may ask, why don't politicians just do right by themselves? I don't know, Juan Casal, Utimi, you know, all do right by themselves. I laugh whenever I hear that. Folks, after we are charging them hefty millions of dollars, you see this crowd, just to give them that position to come and serve us. What do you expect? Folks, assuming a politician was going around this time saying, you know, I'm an expert in negotiations, and if you vote me, I'll go and negotiate best deals. We'll probably slap him with the negotiations. Imagine somebody going up and down and says, listen, I am a green expert, and when I come to Ghana, you know, I'm going to go, Ghana is going to go green. I'm so much now the name is Azakwe Obodamana. Green thing. It's money. Put the dollars down and let's vote for you. So after that, how do you ask him to do right by himself? Folks, if after the evidence and the consistency I have given you, if you still think that they are bad politicians, then I'll wait for you to tell me when we get to the phones. The problem we have here, folks, in Ghana, is bad voters, bad electorates. Yes, the issue is very bad voters. Folks, I saw, you know, a group of people, you know, following a politician, and the road on which they had traveled from and the road on which they were. And if you see the excitement and the drumming and the happiness, I'm saying, are they making it out or are they genuinely happy? Honestly, I'm saying, or is it an act? And the guy is in his air-conditioned car in the front, big tundra blaring songs out of it, and you know, the masses nisugu sankwas basses waving the flags and the scarves. I was even envious. I mean, I wish I could have that sort of excitement. How could you be so happy? How can you be so happy? You know, there's no concern. The jack, all these years, the caterpillar big retro is my saka, you okay? But that's what I'm talking about. So I say the politicians haven't hidden the intentions from us. They have been consistent. Very consistent. So you must agree that the problem is us, the voters. But I think we are very lucky, folks. All things said, I think we are very lucky. Because if someone displays this behavior towards you for over many years, decades, where you consistently tell them that it's okay, whatever you do to us, we shall surely vote for you, and indeed go ahead to vote for them, then I say, folks, we are even lucky for what we have. So maybe we should stop complaining and just rejoice in it. At least we still have a national flag that we can fly. We can sing our national anthem anytime we want. And after that, we don't need any foreign donors to help us do that. You bet my intent, yeah, baby. I just fly the flag and sing our anthem. But no matter what, folks, no matter what, may I say to you politicians, today when you go and sleep, sleep. Sleep sound and dream sweet. Because our assurance to you is unshaking. Put us in a useless bus on a dusty road, and we will still sing and dance and praise you. You know, work is almost extinct. I mean, you cannot find work to save your life. Yet, the people are happy and joyous. So sleep and dream sweet. Because I've been here. And we are stuck in this, folks. We are stuck in this I don't care attitude, or we are waiting to see attitude, or Ghana forward attitude. We are just there. The politicians have declared their position. Folks, politicians have declared their position. Until we declare ours, then my opinion is that we are the problem. Folks, until we declare our position, because if it's gotten to the point where somebody poisons your whole water and you're still excited, happy, then how do you say somebody's a bad politician? How do you say somebody is a bad politician? When you are number, you are out there jumping up and down, happy. Where we are school near Jumanya, and you are happy. They say politician is bad. Oh, you're bad, Dabby. Some fine, we see you. I can't throw your bay and pass your bay. Why? year in, year out, decade in, decade out, party in, party out, constant. So I am saying, if you know of any bad politician, call me and tell me. And it's 0302-216-541. Hello.
Hello, Zakwa.
Yes, sir.
Hello, Kwesi.
Hey.
You have to give me my stone.
Just, sir.
On this show, there's never been a Monday on this show that I haven't mentioned that if you vote for these two mistakes, you are the genesis of our problem. And that is exactly what you're talking about today. These people have shown their true intention. 3 decades and counting. It's still the same mess over and over, and they keep debating who did the worst job, who messed us up the more. And yes, too, you still vote for them. So who's the problem? Is it you or them? And
Hello, who's talking to me?
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Nana, this is Kafui.
Kafui, let me hear you.
Yeah, Nana, this is my first time on your program.
Yes, I haven't.
I'm quite excited about the topic. And I think you just nailed it. But it's our education. What do the people expect? People are expecting nothing but what the politicians tell them.
Yeah.
Nana, it's a shame that I think that what you can do for us going forward is to educate the people of what we have and what we are giving them, rather than they telling us what they want to give us. And I'm sure that citizens will become aware of what the problem really is. And then we can move from there. Thank you very much.
Thank you too for calling 0302216541. Hello, who's talking to me?
Brother, my dear chief, I hope you're doing well.
Oh, doing very well, my brother.
I think from the beginning, a lot of people might not side with you, but after your presentation, it is clear that people should understand what you mean by the politicians should not be blamed. And what you may actually see. The politicians are consistent, but you, the voters, you are not. It doesn't seem to be sensible or wise when you have a wife and your wife keep on disturbing you. You don't like whatever your wife does. You keep on complaining, but you are not ready to leave your wife. So the issue is, if you can't leave your wife, just keep quiet and deal with her. We, the electorate, you complain a lot, and what you complain about, you tolerate it. And the politicians has also observed that, for the voters or the Ghanaians, they'll be talking. They will say it, but in the end, they will still vote for us. So until we change our mind and be steadfast and decide what we want, they will still be doing whatever they are doing. I think this is one of the greatest presentations that you've made. And the essence of you agree or disagree agreeably, that's the essence of your program. God bless you for your show.
God bless you too, Ajiman Joseph Komitina. Hello, and who's talking to me?
Anna.
Yes, sir.
Anna, good evening. How are you?
Very well. Who am I talking to, please?
My name is Ni. I'm calling from Osun.
Ni, let me hear you.
Anna, this is the first time I'm ever getting through to your program.
Wow, thank you.
And look, today you've been. I'll give you a thumbs up. I mean, two charm out, Anna.
What did I say?
These are the kind of voices we want to hear. These are the kind of things that I believe if it's always drummed into our ears, you know, we will learn. And I have one thing to say about Galamsey.
Sure, let me hear.
And look, it saddens my heart to be called a Ghanaian. Look, I cry anytime I see or hear you know, politicians, i.e. NPP politicians, defending this criminal act. Nana, I ask myself, where did we go wrong? What is the problem with us? our agenda for overnight wealth, the level of greed. Look, I swear to God, even Satan will be sad. I'm telling you, Nana. Look, please forgive me. I'm going to be a bit hard and harsh.
Mm.
This level of stupidity and foolishness, Nana. Me, look. Even if in my dreams I cannot, I see that. Look, my brothers and sisters in the villages, Mama, who are potable drinking water? The small that they have, because of your stupidity and your foolishness, you are destroying it. And reports are coming out that babies are being born with a whole lot of problems, and still you don't care. What is our problem, Mama? What is our problem? What do we need?
Yeah.
Look, recently, I heard Aglaqua and then, what's this guy's name? This minister, Oponkuma. And when Aglaqua was asking him questions about his constituency, he was trying to describe the guy as using his office as a bully puppet. Are you serious? If your family were to be displaced like that, would you be happy? Look, what is wrong with our heads? What is wrong with us? And I'll speak down for words. But now that we're going to as in the grown room, expecting them to be wise, then they are being stupid. And now please, don't stop talking. And the youth of this country will forever listen to you. Don't stop talking. Please keep on talking.
Thank you
so much.
Thank you very much. Because of your passion, I let you go on because I share the passion too. Hello, who's talking to me?
Hello, Nana.
Yes, sir.
Hey, this is George.
George, let me hear you.
Hello, the teacher, my wife.
That's it.
Wonderful one. But today, he's one of our teams. I think we belong to the same generation. A point where he said, anyway, let me go straight to your point. I think we are the problem with the elections. We are the problem. Nana, I belong to some platform. And there is this guy who is he has his master's in engineering, blah, blah, blah. And this guy was defending how the exchange rate is. He was telling us that it's not bad comparatively. And he's always bragging with his masters. He can do such analysis. And there's one guy who happened to be a counter, so my brother, don't start. It's not starting. Banana, our politicians are making fool of us. Let me tell you something. They make you poorer so that when it is time for election, they give you something small that will entice you for you to accept that money. For you to vote for them. And if you don't take it, they will continue to make us poorer. It will be more than this.
Thank you very much, my brother. 0302-216-541. Hi, Nana. Please, I beg to differ. The two are the available options now. But the truth is, we didn't see the politicians like this in this shape and form under the former one. God bless Francis in Accra. And then, hello.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening.
Yes, it's a truth
matter. Oh, yeah, let me hear you.
Yeah. For me, I have made my mind since I started listening to your program. So, I will never follow them like the way they see us as a fool. It is that way. So me, I will not follow them again. And I really want to hear anything from them again. Because they are seen as a fool. So for me, I made my mind. I started listening to your program. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much. 0302216541. Hello, who's talking to me?
Hello, good evening, Anna. Yes. Class two first.
Ah, class three, class B, class B. Shem, let me hear you.
Maybe I'm media, I'll keep on coming up with the solutions. All media houses that are the foremost of doing this media work should not host any politically colored person in Ghana until this issue is resolved. Let's not even call them for the opinions until they solve this issue. Let us not call them, because we know, or it's been speculated that we know the people who are doing it. And then if an Amoba commits a small crime, you catch them. Satawale and medical death just brandish the weapon. Look at the force to which you pump it down on them as if they have committed an atrocious sin. The real sin is being committed. The real crime is being committed. And my infinite politics. Media houses in now. Let's not call them. We don't want to hear from them. That's my solution for today. Thank you very much, Anna.
Thank you very much, too. 0302. Hello, who's talking to me?
Yeah, hello, Nana.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm Beth.
Beth, yeah. Let me hear you.
Okay, so the problem of this country, I keep saying that it starts with our parliament, right? I didn't listen to the beginning of the conversation. I joined it late, but I guess you're talking about the kind of voters that we have.
Sure.
And I believe that we must get more independent parliamentarians in parliament. And a lot of things in Ghana can change through that. And I heard one caller talking about Galamsey. Galamsey, Nana. In any civilized society, this is just a three-word statement. Three-word statement. No more Galamsey. Period. And that is it. Those foreigners who are doing this this country, right? When you go to their countries, you can't even use a spoon to scoop a sand from anywhere. But they are here destroying our lands, and no, just simple three-word statement. No more Galamsey. We can't do it, and we are talking about, you know, blaming each other in parliament, and then minister issuing. I mean, I just sit down and laugh. Sometimes I just want to put myself like, okay, let me say I'm not a Ghanaian, and let me see what these guys are doing. Then I'll be laughing. I just position myself like that. I don't want to be like I'm a Ghanaian. Let me just pretend I'm a foreigner and see what these guys are doing to themselves. That's a common statement to say, stop Galamsey. Nobody in this country has that authority. Even though the authority is there, it's not being used. And this is the country that, I mean, Mama, let me just leave it so that I won't even be angry.
Thank you very much, my brother. 0302216541. Hello, who's talking to me?
Good evening, Nana.
Good evening.
This is Isaac James. Nana Nyankwanda.
Madasi, Isaac, let me hear you.
Nana, I have always been saying that truly, NDC and MPP are our biggest problem in this country. Because since 1992, when we attained in the, democracy, these two parties have led this country, and they have led us the wrong way.
But how did they lead? You give them the power.
We keep giving them the chance. We keep giving them. So my plea to Ghanaians is that this time, let us change. Let us try to change, because these people are hurting us. They don't think about this country in one bit.
But they want to
enrich themselves.
Let me come in here 1 second before you continue. Now, you see, if we give them the power, is it because we don't ask for accountability, or is it just giving them the power where the mistake is? You know, so I mean, we have MPP, we have NDC. It doesn't matter who you bring to power. But if you bring the person to power and you demand accountability, I think it's the just bringing to power and going to sleep is what the issue is, or?
Because now we have given all the powers to the politicians. Like, so immediately you vote them into power, they do things on your behalf with you can't even ask for accountability, because the laws protect them. So it's time we change some laws. We change some laws to limit the powers that we have given them, so that we can demand more accountability from them.
Thank you very much. 0302216541. Hello, who's talking to me?
Yes, Nana.
Yes, sir.
Within the team, I'm team calling from Springtex.
Let me hear.
Yes, there's no bad politician, as you said.
Hmm.
They are bad journalists and bad journalists.
Mm-hmm.
Those who vote.
Hmm.
I'll add the journalists to it.
Sure.
Because most of the journalists have interests on the political circles.
Mm-hmm.
They talk on their interests, not to help the state. Especially on Galamsey. Mm-hmm. Today you can see it has making as if agenda beer they are playing over. Galamsey is not today. But why is it close to election year? You find every journalist, Galamsey. The journalists are also part of it.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the journalists are also doing Galamsey. But when it happens, they don't talk. When the government try to seize machines, burn machines, try to jail people, you find the same journalists coming, mm-hmm. as they say, at them here burning machines. If we think the Galamsey are affecting them, cutting out, people are dying,
mm-hmm.
and we're supposed to fight hard on them for them to stop, the same journalists will come. Why have they removed their board? Is he under the law?
Mm-hmm.
Now you want us to go back and fight. When the president said, I'm putting my president on the line, mm-hmm. instead of all of us to help the president, it becomes only the president's war. Today, the same Joy FM.
No, as for that one.
Let me put Joy FM on the list.
I
catching people. Look, Galamsey. Many women are able to afford Galamsey. On our homes.
Mm-hmm.
Do we also talk to them? Those waters are they spoiling? The same waters are here, sir. The same people are working over there from the villages. The camp people, the camp folks are part of this spoiling. But we will come back and come and blame government. Yes, sir, Papa. Yes, sir.
I agree with you to a point, and I disagree with you largely, but I agree with you to a point that, yes, you know, I know that as soon as... See, I'm of the view that, you know, when you need to straighten a nation, you can't always go by the book. Yes, sometimes you have to bend the book a little bit to get it done. But if the president is putting his presidency on the line, I don't know if you're going to say anything. Let's leave it there. Hello, who's talking to me?
Yeah, good evening, Nana.
Yes, sir.
Your friend of Ajimai. I'm speaking from Dansoma.
Let me hear you, my brother.
Yeah, my contribution is, you see, when we were in secondary school, we had clubs. So I think your program is very educative, and I wish even it is also done in free.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we should have this, you should organize these clubs in the schools and the communities so that you do your teachings to the community. Because you see, Ghana here, we are supporting the MPP and NDC as we support Hass and Kotoko.
Mm-hmm.
Whether they are doing well or not, we want them to win the league. So that is our problem. So I think we need education as the clubs were formed in the olden days,
mm-hmm.
so that we will be, or our children will be educated more, and then they'll know whom to choose, how to vote. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. Thank you. Thank you very much. 0302216541. Hello, who's talking to me?
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Abu Alasan.
Abu Alasan, yes, sir. Calling from?
Calling from IRB.
Let me hear you.
One thing, I've not been a regular caller. This is my first time calling.
Yeah.
But one thing I've realized is that people who started and voted for MPP failed them. They all the time blend all the parties that they are all the same. Let's do this. Let's change them. There's no proper NDC person. Somebody who supported NDC, voted for NDC, will come out and say, oh, NDC, MPP, they are all the same because they voted for NDC last election. NDC didn't win. How do you compare them to MPP who is in power and they are not performing?
So you see,
I see it that mm-hmm. all people who come out to say that, or NDC, MPP, they are all the same, let's forget of them, or let's vote them out, or we shouldn't vote them.
I agree with you largely, but I'm looking at the thing at the national, you see, because it's a sum total. And so I agree with you to a certain point, but then I disagree with you. Say, if we sit down and start saying, so, that's why we're here. You know, our culture of not demanding accountability has got nothing to do with MPP or NDC. Generally, people who support a particular party don't want demand accountability from their party. And it's a problem. But, you know, I don't want you to pigeonhole it too much. Hello, who's talking to me?
Nana, good evening.
Yes, sir.
Nana, I want to say.
Nyami Adun, Pacho, what do you say?
Pacho, I'm Razak.
Razak, let me hear you.
Pacho, I am saying, I'm Kusumi. Your religious leaders. Omo, any, sir, Yahawi. Omo, you pay him and can't crunch. As soon as you be a Okon, the Awoyan, and Palano, a Bahamo Dachi. And your leaders, no, political leaders, no, in your home, no more, dear, shall you? You mana? A bad 20 years time, I ever, but Uncle Lamy, you see, I know your religious leaders are more one, can't grant and step yelling thing for the motives is a Siano. Should you galant say Ayagana? Should you only police say Ayagana? Offer. Any team are your religious leaders not come. And you promise uncle for any antabine, and no mood to. Yes, someone, Anna. You can be so, your religious leaders, no, or more.
Oh, Hans on deck, that's what he's saying, that the religious leaders should speak. Hello, and who's talking to me?
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, good evening, Nana.
Good evening.
Yeah, Abu Mohammed is my name.
Abu, let me hear you.
Yeah, it's not like we don't demand accountability, or, but we've given them too much power that even if you ask them to be accountable, they will not do.
Mm-hmm.
What happened to Domelevo when he had wanted to set record straight, mm-hmm. and then the other chief prosecutor who vacated his position, and then this second guy who is in position right now, he came to say that they don't allow him to do his work as he's supposed to do. And then the other guy, Dr. Fimpombati as well. Mm-hmm. So the people know what they have to do, but they will not do it. When you give them the power and you ask them to be, you give them too much power. So therefore, we have to do different things. You cannot be doing the same thing and expect different results. So let's now improvise. Let's improvise and do different things. They will talk sweet. Nana tell all of us that he has put in his presidency on the line. More like he has sworn that if he did not fight Galamsey, we should even hang him. Something like that. So if a person do something, he later on betrayed you, who should come and talk sweet words for you to leave? We are no more daft anymore. What these politicians should understand that the new generation, this new generation of you, they are something different. Though. Many of us have nothing to lose. Though. You have something to lose. You have all the properties. You have so much invested in many places. So you are supposed to be the person who should make sure that this country is at peace. Those of us who have nothing to lose, if this country is so, you have nothing to lose. You
will always be at peace. We shall always be at peace. Nothing is worth dying for. Everything is worth living for. Remember that. Everything is worth living for. And this is from all the opinionators out there, from myself. Say a big, big thank you to a big